It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little bit of a technical problem here, but we are on the air, I guess, according to the folks at RBN. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Monday, January 15th. Well, I know that the Iranian Postal Service works, and the U.S. Postal Service does, too, because some friends of mine tell me they received postcards that I sent to them just about a month ago when I was in Iran, and they just received those postcards the last couple days. So I guess by the time Iranian intelligence vetted them and then U.S. intelligence took their time making sure that I hadn't sent any secret messages from Iran to people here in the United States, they decided to clear at least one of the cards, maybe two. So if you're one of those people who might have been looking for a card from me from Iran, stay tuned. You may get one. Well, we are going to a break here very, very shortly, quicker than I expected, so I will just tell you to hang on here, and we will be back, God willing. This is Michael Collins Piper live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. A little bit of commentary on a lot of things. Then we'll take your calls later in the hour. Stay tuned, folks. We are live, at least for now.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of the all-natural cure for headaches, which, as you know, if you're a regular listener here, is called Headache Stay Gone. And its website spot, its website address is headachestaygone.com. You can call Headache Stay Gone and get an order of 60 capsules. Call them up. I'll give you that 800 number in a minute. Get your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to give you some further information about how you can get some interesting reading material as well. So get your pen and paper out. You should always have it handy when you're listening to this program and anytime you're listening to RBN, because there's a lot of good products and materials made available here. But Headache Stay Gone, their toll-free number is 800-327-0727. You call in there, ask them to send you a bottle of their capsules. You try them out. If you're satisfied, you send them the money. They send a bill along with it. If you're not satisfied, send it back and tell them what the problem is. Headache Stay Gone. It works, folks. I didn't have any headaches this weekend, so I didn't have any occasion to turn to Headache Stay Gone. But if I had a headache, I would have. Well, speaking of heads, heads were rolling in Iraq, and I don't mean to be funny about that. The hanging of Saddam Hussein's half-brother, Barzan Ibrahim. They pulled the poor man's head off when they hung him. Apparently he's a rather stout gentleman, and his weight was such that it tore his head off when he was executed. Well, you know, Vice President Dick Cheney is a rather large man, and, you know, he is a war criminal. He's not been convicted of being a war criminal yet, but, you know, if indeed he is eventually convicted of being a war criminal and then sentenced to death, as war criminals frequently are, I just hope that Vice President Cheney's head is torn off by the noose if, in fact, they hang him, as they often do hang criminals. Speaking of hanging criminals and capital punishment, you know, I've always personally had really mixed feelings about capital punishment, but I did see some interesting figures in the paper this weekend. Apparently, the countries in the world that carry out the most executions are and this is off the top of my head, folks, the United States, Red China, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. Kind of interesting coupling of our great democracy that President Bush talks about, along with all these other countries that we hear are not so nice, and yet we rank right up there alongside them in the number of people who are executed. I don't know what God says about it, but, I do know that, talking about God, Pat Robertson, that wonderful Christian minister, he wants us to go to war against Iran, of course. He's very enthusiastic about the war against Iraq. He really hates Muslims in general, and well, a lot of people as well. But in any case, Pat Robertson, as we reported in American Free Press, Pat Robertson tells us that God has told him that there's going to be an attack on the United States very soon, another terrorist attack. We reported that in this last issue of American Free Press and kind of poked fun at Mr. Robertson because he's never really been too friendly to anyone who dares to criticize Israel. But, you know, I got an angry email from somebody telling me that wasn't very nice of us to make fun of Pat Robertson because, you know, he's a good Christian man. He may not be perfect, but he's a good Christian man, and he deserves our support. Kind of like that lady I told you about last week who said that she doesn't like me very much, but she thinks President Bush is a good Christian man. Well, American Free Press has made available for some time now, and I wanted to remind you about it, a book which I think many of you will find of interest. It's called Super Mob by Gus Russo. I talked about it on this program. It's called Super Mob, and it really is the whole story of how a bunch of Jewish gangsters out of Chicago in the Midwest eventually set up shop in California, helped bring about the rise to power of Ronald Reagan, and did all sorts of things behind the scenes in the American political arena, not to mention stealing the life savings and fortunes of many Japanese Americans who'd been taken into custody during World War II. That was just one of their accomplishments. Some of these organized crime figures have been key players in the Israeli lobby and in the motion picture industry, in real estate, in banking, you name it. This book, Super Mob, is a massive volume. It is available from American Free Press. It's actually sold pretty well during the last month and a half that it's been available for sale. And if you'd like to get it, it's a big, fat, hardback book for $39. You can call the 800-888 number at American Free Press at 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS, and you can charge it to your Visa or MasterCard, or drop a check or money in the check or money order in the mail to AFP, American Free Press, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Suite 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. Now, of course, that American Free Press address you can also find on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net, just like it sounds. This book, Super Mob, very, very interesting reading, folks, and it's going to give you a whole new perspective on American political affairs during the last 50 years or so. And it's going to give you a whole new perspective on what the truth is about who really runs organized crime, because I'm here to tell you, it ain't the Italian-American mafia. That's another Hollywood legend, and we're here to bust that legend right here on RBNLive.com. Well, if you happen to read the New York Times today, I happen to pick up the Times today, big spread with a very big picture about Rabbi Yisrael Weiss of the Nutra-Carta movement. He's the assistant director of Nutra-Carta. It's an anti-Zionist Jewish group. Rabbi Weiss was at the American Free Press Conference here in Washington over Labor Day weekend, and actually he spoke several years ago at a previous conference by American Free Press. And of course, he was recently in Iran when I was there. He got a lot of attention for his visit there, and now he's under fire in the New York Times. The headline reads, New York rabbi finds friends in Iran and enemies at home. A lot of his fellow Orthodox Jews, who are not necessarily anti-Zionist, a lot of people mistakenly think all Orthodox Jews are anti-Zionist. They're not. A lot of them are coming down hard on Rabbi Weiss. It's kind of sad because Rabbi Weiss is a pretty nice fellow. I don't share his endorsement of the Talmud. As you know, I totally reject the Talmud. I believe the Talmud is a racist volume. I believe it's a hateful volume. I cheer when I hear that the Talmud has been burned. But needless to say, of course, I endorse Rabbi Weiss's very strong anti-Zionist position. And if you're interested in an extended report from Rabbi Weiss about his anti-Zionist position, we did publish something available from American Free Press. And, you know, it's a four-page tabloid-sized document. If you want to call up American Free Press and get a free copy of it and say Mike Piper told you you could, give American Free Press a call at 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS, and ask for the speech by Rabbi Weiss. This is a four-page print of a speech he gave several years ago condemning Zionism, and it explains precisely where they're coming from. There's also a very interesting introduction to Rabbi Weiss's comments by Mark Lane, the very hardline anti-Zionist, not Zionist, hardline anti-Zionist American Jewish attorney, who's very well known for his investigations into the JFK assassination. Mark represented the chief rabbi of Nutra-Carta in Jerusalem. At the time, he actually met up with him when he was there in Jerusalem, traveling through Palestine, interviewing witnesses for a suit that he filed against the Jewish National Fund and the the American branch of the World Zionist Organization. Mark, of course, is a very hardline anti-Zionist attorney, and he took a great deal of pleasure in being able to introduce Rabbi Weiss to the conference. So there is an introduction by Mark Lane as well. So if you want to hear more about Rabbi Weiss's position, just give American Free Press a call at 888-699-NEWS and ask for a free copy of this special report. It's entitled, An Orthodox Rabbi Speaks Candidly on the Legitimacy of the State of Israel. Well, it's a very long title. Just say the speech by Rabbi Weiss. Say Mike Piper talked about it on his radio program. They'll be glad to send you a free copy. Now, there are a few free things in this world, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, I'll tell you what, it doesn't appear as though America is one of them. We have a population that voted against war, a continuing war, against continuing expansion of a war, and yet the President of the United States is expanding the number of troops that we have in Iraq. And, of course, then we have the Democrats saying, oh, they're against it, but they just don't know how to stop it. Isn't it interesting? In other words, it's going to happen, folks. You really believe the Democrats are going to try to stop it? I wish they would, but I don't think they're going to. All right, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, a few more comments, and then we'll go to your phone, calls. You know the number here, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you with the courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Find it on the internet at headachestaygone.com. It is the all-natural cure for headaches, and it works. Well, I should have gotten a headache watching President Bush on 60 Minutes the other night. I'm glad I did, folks, because I heard him tell a couple lies right on the air. I mean, the guy lied right on the air to the American people. This goes to show you what a psychopath he is. First of all, he said everybody, when they asked him if he was wrong about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, he said, quote unquote, the direct quote, ladies and gentlemen, he says, well, everybody was wrong on weapons of mass destruction. No, President Bush. Well, you're not a president, Mr. Bush. As Dr. Mahathir Mohamad of Malaysia says, you're a war criminal, so I'm going to refer you to as war criminal Bush. No, war criminal Bush. Everybody was not wrong on weapons of mass destruction. First of all, I wasn't wrong. I, Michael Collins Piper, wasn't wrong. Not that I had any special insights, but I was able to get on the internet. I was able to listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was able to read American Free Press. I was able to read all sorts of sources, including the International Atomic Energy Agency, among many, many other sources that said there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So President Bush is a hack writer. I'm sorry, he's not President Bush. He's War Criminal Bush. War Criminal Bush is a hack writer with opinions like Mike Piper knew there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Then why do you lie on national television, international television, and say that everybody was wrong in weapons of mass destruction? There were a lot of people who knew otherwise, including a lot of these Democrats who went along with you in this war criminal Bush. And now these partisan politickers are trying to have their cake and eat it too and say they were misled by you and the other war criminals, war criminal Bush. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, war criminal Bush said that Saddam Hussein was rushing for a nuclear weapon to compete against Iran. No, war criminal Bush lied. Saddam Hussein was not rushing for a nuclear weapon to compete against Iran. First of all, he wasn't rushing to compete, period. He wasn't rushing to build a weapon. He was way behind, really was way off. Probably would have never had the chance. But if he was competing against anybody, and we all know this despite the lies told by war criminal Bush, Saddam and the Iranians and the Syrians and the Saudis and everybody else in the Middle East, if they are concerned about competing with anybody who does have a nuclear weapon, and lots of them, it's Israel. So therefore, again, this war criminal by the name of George W. Bush lied on international television. And you know, it's funny, he also said something about the Iranians and the Muslims in general. He said, these people have a plan. They have a vision for the world.
First online, because I'm going to let them know.
Well, you know, they probably do have a vision for the world, folks. But, you know, the thing is, that vision they have for the world is just another vision of many, many people who have visions for the world. And you know, George W. Bush has a vision for the world, too. And it's not a very nice vision, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very ugly vision. It's a vision of death and destruction. So that's what we get from a war criminal named Bush. Now, Bush is from Texas, but not everybody in Texas is bad. We've got a caller from Texas. I'm going to bring him up here. Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hi, Mike. I hope your producers made you aware that I normally listen to you on the internet, but tonight, all of a sudden, I've listened on and off during the day to several programs on the RBN, but all of a sudden, just before you came on, everything went down. I can't get you on Windows. I can't get you on Real Player. Can't get you on a Winamp. Nothing's working.
My producers did tell me at the beginning they were having some trouble with the internet. I assume it's just what we always call technical difficulties.
Yeah, I assume it's the brothers of the cut, and I'll let you explain that to your listeners because I don't particularly want to go into it, but you know who I'm talking about. They can knock anybody off anytime they want, almost for any reason. So
you are here with us. That's the one good thing you made it through. So
the only way I'm here with you is I can listen to you on the telephone. I hope at least I hope I can continue listening after I'm off. But the thing is, all of a sudden, when Mike's coming on, everything goes down. That sounds very suspicious to me, and because you're one of the most outspoken persons as far as the brothers of the cut, so to speak.
The brothers of the cut. Well,
that's a translation of the B'nai B'rith, brothers of the cut.
I didn't know that. You just taught me something there.
that's the Jewish translation of B'nai B'rith, brothers of the cut.
That's very interesting. Well, I don't know if they...
We know what the cut means. It's a family program, so we shouldn't go into that.
Oh, yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking
now
about?
Now I do. I know even a little bit more than I did about 20 minutes ago.
Well,
hey, stay on there, Jim.
Sure.
We do have the break coming up here. We have to cut away.
Tell me to stay on. He didn't know what brothers is it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, this is John Stapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out, and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Before the break, we had our caller, Jim from Texas, who I think is still on board with us. Jim pointed out that there was some problems accessing this program on the Internet. That does appear to be the case right now. Folks at RBN are working to resolve that problem, so maybe it has been resolved, and those of you who are on the Internet are hearing this. If not, all I can do is apologize, but you won't hear my apology. Anyway, let's go back to Jim from Texas, who told me something I didn't know. But, Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Jim, yeah.
Waiting patiently.
Okay, great. All right, I'm glad you're still with us, Jim. That's very interesting. I was not aware that's the origin of the name of B'nai B'rith, but, you know, it's a pretty grisly name.
Yeah, it is, but...
it doesn't surprise me.
No, but the thing is, they can pull that off because nobody ever questions it. You got to search far and wide on the Internet, which I do on a continual basis, and you have to search far and wide to find out exactly what these people are talking about. They're very blatant, really. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, they're very blatant about what they're doing, as
mm-hmm.
you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, if you read Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and the Forward and all that other stuff, they tell you exactly what they're doing. They have since the late 1800s. They tell you exactly what they're doing, but they don't like anybody to bring it up because it's not common knowledge.
Well, you know, that's interesting you point that out because, you know, General Wesley Clark...
Who's also half Jewish, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Well, he dared to mention the fact that he noticed in the Jewish press that there was a push for war by the, as he called it, the New York money people. I mentioned that on the program the other
night. Yeah, I wonder who that'd be.
Well, this is it. I mean, it's so funny.
It must be those evil Guatemalans. I blame them for everything, like the Black Pope and all these other stupid theories people come up with. I mean, this is ridiculous. Nobody understands. I mean, they come out and tell you what it is, but, you know, in coded words. The New York money people. Who else in New York has the money?
You know, I'm laughing, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you see, this is, you put your finger on it there, that there is oftentimes that it really is so blatant and in your face. I mean, just like I pointed out, President Bush has the audacity, or maybe I should say chutzpah, to say on the air that Saddam Hussein was rushing for a nuclear weapon to compete against Iran. Well, he didn't like the Iranians, but if Saddam wanted a nuclear weapon, he didn't want it to worry because of Iran. He wanted it because of Israel.
They were in a terrible race to get together to be the first one to develop the bomb so they could to drive the Israelis into the sea. That's a common statement. They're going to drive us into the sea. That's what all the Arabs want, is to drive us into the sea. Anybody that ever made that statement, you know they're a plant, a phony, a shill. I'm reminded of Mr. Haney in the old Green Acres who had all his shills. That's exactly what these people, which is 99% of the politicians in Washington, D.C.,
that's right,
which is what they do. They come out with the same statement over and over again. Nobody ever says, wait a minute, this is a stupid statement. Drive us into the sea?
Well,
Israel has 400-plus nuclear weapons. They have every modern armament known to man, and they got a bunch of rock-throwing Palestinians that are going to drive them into the sea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever says this doesn't make any sense. Nobody says that.
You know, there was an Israeli writer, the late Israel Shahak, who used to point out...
I don't trust any Israeli writer, by the way.
What was interesting about Israel Shahak was that he pointed out that the most open expressions of Israeli intentions usually appeared in the Hebrew language newspapers in Israel, not in the English language newspapers, which he said were for Western consumption.
Right.
The real news and the real information came in the Hebrew language press, and that was seldom translated for the United States. That's why a lot of people in Israel didn't like Israel Shahak, because he often translated a lot of the things that they said.
Like,
so.
There was the episode in 2001 from Shimon Peres and Sharon, when Sharon told him, don't worry about America, we control America and the Americans know it. That was on Israeli radio. On Israeli radio, not for consumption of anybody else, but it was on Israeli radio.
Well, now, you know, of course, by saying things like this, you and I are accused of being conspiracy theorists.
It's not a conspiracy. It was on Israeli radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they frequently throw that term around. And, again, you know, it's all just part of this whole effort to demonize people.
The point most people don't understand is they don't really come out and deny it. They immediately go on the attack and saying you're a anti-Semite, neo-Nazi bigot that wants to kill 6 million Jews. But they don't answer the question, was this on Israeli radio or not? They never answer that question.
Well,
and that's the part that drives me insane.
It's all this misdirection. They constantly misdirect. That's right.
So,
all right, Jim. Well, listen, I got a whole raft of callers here who are crying to come aboard, so I'm going to have to move on here, but I thank you for your call. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, are you there?
Yes, the gentleman who called previously is, of course, a very well-informed person.
Obviously.
Yes. I'm sorry I couldn't have asked him a couple of questions about Texas people like Coke Stevenson. And he was the one who ran against Johnson in 1948 and lost that famous primary by 80 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And they found the votes, the paper, the ballots thrown away in the cemetery.
Is that where they found them?
Yeah. And I would have liked to ask the gentleman about some of those questions. I'm sure he's quite knowledgeable about Texas politicians. But at any rate, here I want to have a couple of things to skip around about. First of all, I want to discuss that years ago I heard Rabbi Meir Kahana speak. And Rabbi Kahana spoke and talked about Israel. As you know, he lived in Israel, and I think he became a citizen of Israel. And then he talked about this, several subjects, that there was a split, he said, between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim that are called Sephardic Jews and Ashkenazi Jews in English. And he said that he didn't worry about the Arabs, but he worried about the Ashkenazic and Sephardic Jews opposing each other, and they didn't get along. And then he went on to talk. He said at the beginning of the speech he didn't want anybody from the press to have any tape recorders because he was going to say things he didn't want to be on tape.
Okay.
Now, not so much that, but something else. I'll show you what it is. And then he went on to talk about how the world, you know, said, I could care less if the world loves the Jews. We're not going to let what happened in the 1940s ever happen again. Because while they loved us, we were being slaughtered, you know, in the death camps. And then he went on to say that, that he had contempt for the Arabs. He said, they're a contemptible lot, but I don't worry about them. They got no power. He said, the people I hate, and he said, I want people to hear it right now. I hate the Irish and the Italians.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. And he said, I hate those people to the bottom of my mind. And he said, he accused them of having interrupted the progress of the Jewish people in this country, and they could have accomplished more if it hadn't been for those two Catholic groups, the Irish and the Italians.
Very interesting.
Yes, he did say that. Now, I want to go on and say something else, that down in Chile, that guy... Pinochet died a few weeks back. And as you know, that Pinochet, back in the Falkland Islands War of 1982, opposed Argentina and was solidly on the side of Britain. And it had to do with his connections with the being brought to power when he overthrew Allende, and he was very friendly with the Nixon-Kissinger group, who Kissinger was heavily involved in that, what do they call it, coup d'etat?
Coup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the only two countries in South America that really sided with Britain because of the American influence was Chile and Colombia. And we know that Colombia, being partly a client state of the United States has gone very easy on Colombia over the years on the drug issue. And if they had really wanted to, they could go much harder on that government and have prevented a lot of more drugs coming into this country. So Colombia wouldn't dare oppose anything that the United States, you know, as you know how President Reagan's administration very forcefully supported Britain. And the Argentine, as it turned out, their seizure of the Falkland Islands was temporary, 75-day war. They didn't plan things properly, and they lost. I wanted to bring out those aspects.
One thing that should be mentioned about the government of Colombia and the drug trade in Colombia, it's very, very well known. It's been documented by Leslie Coburn and her husband, James Coburn. There's a husband and wife team named Coburn. They've written a book, Dangerous Liaison, about the U.S. relationship with Israel. And in that book, they point out that the Israeli Mossad and Israeli entrepreneurs have a very big role in the Colombian drug trade. That's something that, of course, friends of Israel and the United States have never liked to be publicized. But a lot of the drugs that have come into the United States from Colombia have come directly through the hands of Israeli-connected individuals. So there's another little item to throw in the mix.
And not only are you correct, you bring back to my mind, my memory there, how it was in the papers some years ago, I don't remember how many, that the Israeli military supplied the Colombian drug cartel with weapons.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And training.
That's
weapons
right.
Plus training.
That's right. Gee, was James and Leslie Coburn have written about that in their book, Dangerous Liaison. The book published by a mainstream publishing company. It's out there. It's not any deep, dark secret. It's just you just have to know where to find the information.
Now, here's another thing I want to bring out. There was a guy that used to work under the Reagan administration. I believe he was born in Switzerland. You ever recall the name Fred Ickle?
Fred Ickle. It's pronounced Ickle. I-K-L-E. Mm-hmm.
Ickle.
Right.
Okay. His sister was named Coppa, K-O-P-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of English-speaking people would say Cop, but I believe in Swiss it's Coppa. And that woman was, I believe, at one time, until she was exposed, she was a Minister of the Interior of Switzerland.
Actually, I think she was a Swiss Justice Minister.
Yes. A big, powerful job, and she was connected with the Colombian drug cartel. It was exposed. I don't know what her brother's connection was, this Ickle, but this Coppa, his sister, I assume she's married to someone with the name K-O-P-P-E.
Yes, that's
Coppa.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And she was brought to court, and to show you that there's got to be corruption in Switzerland, which we don't generally consider a corrupt nation, she was found not guilty, according to what I remember in the papers, on a technicality.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, that's interesting you bring that up, because we, at the old Spotlight, we became aware of the Ickles, not only because of their intrigues here in the United States. Fred Ickle was mixed up very closely with Richard Pearl and Stephen Bryan and this whole Zionist nest of spies and traitors inside the Reagan administration. But that particular woman you're referring to, his sister, she actually played a part in trying to sabotage the efforts of Willis Cardo to secure this massive estate that was left to his care by an American woman living in Switzerland. And
she was involved?
Yes. We determined through our contacts in Switzerland that she'd actually played a part in trying to sabotage that. And which, of course, is no surprise, because we also found out that the Mossad and also Howard Squadron, a big-shot Zionist lawyer from the American Jewish Congress, also were involved in that whole deal. So it's not one big happy family. It's one tightly knit little family of intriguers. And of course, it's interesting you pointed out, Dave, of their connections to the drug cartel. So that's the kind of public officials they even have in Switzerland.
Now, from what I read in the paper at the time, you know, you can't save all these things. You have something 85 feet high.
That's right.
But I understand from the way I read the papers, the evidence against this Coppa woman was very powerful, and she must have had, you know, it's obvious, the connections that reach to the clouds.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
And they threw the case out of court on a technicality. So I assume, and I think I have a right to say this in a case like this, I'll bet you behind the scenes, the judge who dismissed that is today, and back then he was, whoever it was, man or woman, a very wealthy person. Did you ever hear about that phrase called money under the desk?
I think I've heard similar variations of that theme. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. Well, listen, Dave, I've got to move on here. We've got Gene waiting down in Texas. Gene, are you there?
Yes. Yes, how you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Gene? What's going on tonight?
Well, I want to talk just a little about what this day holiday was, Martin Luther King holiday, about the fact that the real tragedy in that history is that James Earl Ray was unjustly convicted and died in prison. So you actually had two murders. You had one murder by an assassin that shot Martin Luther King. Then you also had the government actually murdering an innocent man. And William Pepper, of course, the lawyer author, had a civil case in 1999 where James Earl Ray was exonerated by a jury, a legitimate jury, in a civil case. And yet the government, of course, still kept him in prison until he died. Even the King family knew he was innocent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you look back at the history of that whole thing, when the King family started actively coming out and suggesting that there was a conspiracy and that James Earl Ray was innocent, that's when the media coverage of the King family took a sudden sharp turn. You know, prior to that, because of their association with Martin Luther King, they were always hailed up as kind of, you know, icon, American icons. But after that, the thing started turning against them. You know, I used to, James Earl Ray, I used to correspond with James. He initiated the correspondence, and he had some very strong ideas about who was really responsible for the assassination of Martin Luther King. And I can tell you right up front, he believed ultimately that the Mossad and American Jewish elements were those who orchestrated his assassination.
Uh-huh. Well, he said that a man named Raul gave him a rifle. That was a rifle found in that a rooming house by the Lorraine Hotel there in Memphis. The rifle had James, two of James' fingerprints on there, but guess what? They could not find James. James Earl Ray's fingerprints in the boarding house room. How can a man have his two fingerprints on the rifle and not have his fingerprints in the room where the rifle was found, where he supposedly was living?
Well, that rifle must have ridden in on an Iranian magic carpet. Hang on there, Gene.
Yeah,
we have a break here.
Another patsy like in the JFK assassination.
That's right. Hang on, Gene.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Michael Collins, Piper here. We're going to the break. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up when we come back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping up this hour, which is just as well, because I'm pretty tired here tonight, and I want to be well-rested for Wednesday night when we do have a guest, Mark Anderson, who's a correspondent for American Free Press. Tomorrow night we may have a guest who will be very interesting if indeed he does come aboard, and I'm hoping to get Jim Condit on here Thursday night. I sent Jim an email. I'd like to get Jim up here to talk about Malachi Martin. In any case, we have Gene from Texas on here. Gene, we were talking about James Earl Ray and the assassination of Martin Luther King. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned Dr. William Pepper. Well, Dr. Pepper has confirmed that this guy, Raul, who helped set up James Earl Ray in 1968, this same Raul had connections to Jack Ruby back in 1963. They were part of an arms smuggling network together that involved, as Dr. Pepper put it in his book, an official of Israel's Mossad.
There you go.
So, yeah, there we go. That's exactly right. You know, people accuse me of finding an Israeli under every rock, but I'm afraid to tell them it was Dr. William Pepper that found that Israeli under that rock.
Well, if anybody want to waste their time and money, just buy any Gerald Posner's books. He is a paid author. He gets his books published very easily to promote the federal government lies about the JFK assassination and the Martin Luther King assassination. What's so interesting about that is the fact that he doesn't offer any evidence to the contrary to prove any of these quote unquote conspiracy theories. And you know, if somebody's going to call me a conspiracy theorist, I'll just say, well, you must be a non-conspiracy theorist.
There we go.
So just throw it right back in their face, because a lot of these conspiracy theories, if not most of them, are conspiracy facts. Yes,
well,
you do have conspiracy theories, but most of these things about the JFK assassination, Martin Luther King assassination, Robert Kennedy assassination, etc., they're conspiracy facts.
That's right. And you know, it's funny, they throw up that word theory, you know, it's always thrown up there. It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And it makes it sound as though a theory is something by its very nature bad. But you know, but again, this all comes back to what I was talking about with the first caller, Jim from Texas. They always try to misdirect us. They always try to get us looking in the other direction, and never in the direction of the people who are truly responsible.
Well, Gerald Posner has made a lot of money on his books lying about the JFK assassination and Martin Luther King assassination for the federal government. And the people that really do the research that come up with the facts that prove conspiracy and prove that, you know, these patsies like Oswald and Ray, they don't make much money.
Well,
they get demonized in the media, and who are you going to believe? Somebody that's making a lot of money on their books, or somebody that's getting demonized for telling a conspiracy theory that's more likely the truth?
You know what, Gene? There's one good thing I can say that I'd be willing to bet you that although Posner probably made a good money in an advance from his publisher, not many people really bought that book.
I hope not.
No, that's one big secret. Although those books, they get a lot of publicity, people really don't buy them. Thank God for that.
Right.
All right. Listen, thanks for your call, Gene. Apologies to the other callers we didn't get up this evening. Hopefully tomorrow night and the days that follow, that internet connection will be working a little better here. Thanks for listening in, those of you who did listen in, and stay tuned for more good programming. We'll see you here tomorrow night. RBNLive.com on the internet and shortwave. And check out Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. You'll be glad you did. Mike Piper signing off.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.